The workers were due to leave here after their final shift at 3:30 this afternoon, but they decided they're not going until they get their redundancy money. Here's their SIP2 union official, Anne Eager.
I met with them this afternoon, and they said to me that they're not leaving the plant, they're staying here, because they don't believe that they should have to leave in this manner, being treated the way that they were treated. They're just saying this is not acceptable and we're not leaving, we're staying here.
Sean Kelleher has given nearly 48 years service to Vita Cortex. He says he's not going home until he gets his redundancy check.
We're going to organise ourselves and we're hoping to get food in and warm clothes and things like that. But we're determined to stay in here.
In whose court is the ball now, Sean?
It is up to Jack Ronan. It's up to him. He has an obligation to us to settle this situation, to pay up the redundancy that is needed to be paid.
PJ Coogan at Vita Cortex in Ballyfihan.
This is Jack O'Connor.
Hello. Hello, Kevin. How are you?
Not too bad.
How long are you here, Kevin?
11 and a half years.
11 and a half years.
Jack.
This is Cal.
Hello, Cal. Yes, Anne was telling me about you.
Jack O'Connor travelled from Dublin to meet the workers this afternoon and told them their union is 100% behind them as they prepare to spend Christmas in the factory. He said it's a sad reflection on Ireland 2011 that they have to be there at all.
And the antithesis of what we were all led to believe in a Christian society is what Christmas is supposed to be about.
The SIP2 president says these people have been treated appallingly and callously by an employer to whom they gave many years of dedicated and honest service. He also called on NAMA to look again at its position. The agency says it has no legal duty to the workers and can't release the money it's holding.
There is something fundamentally rotten in Ireland if, on the one hand, NAMA can pay hundreds of thousands of euro to people who are at the centre of the ruination of our country to manage their loans, and at the same time can't find a way to look after these workers who worked hard and paid their taxes.
PJ Coogan at Vita Cortex. They're surrounded by food, they have a TV, and the place is decorated and reasonably warm, but it's not where they want to be. As we sit down to Christmas dinner with our families, the Vita Cortex workers will be in their canteen today, making the most of it. They say they've been amazed by the public support they've had all week.
It's just overwhelming. We're delighted with people and the food and lemonade and drinks and all, of all kinds.
Did you ever think over your 40-odd year service that you'd be sitting here Christmas Day 2011?
I would have never dreamt of this, that this could occur, that the situation was left to just happen.
We have people here up sleeping here between the ages of 22 up to 65, and it's not a nice scene to come in and see people and sitting on bits of foam at this hour of their life, you know. And I think the whole of Cork City, I think, realises the situation here, because with the response that we're getting here, I think people are telling us to fair play to stay at it.
We've not a choice, like the way we were treated, you know? like they kind of fooled us up to our eyeballs. Do you know what I mean?
We just wanted to work. We just thought that every man and woman here, we thought that we'd be wanting out the gates last Friday with our redundancy that we were entitled to, and everybody would have been just gone home and would have probably enjoyed the Christmas, and it probably wouldn't have sank in that we were idle on the 3rd of January.
Looking back on your years working for this company, how do you feel sitting here today?
Betrayed. That's the first word that comes into my head, betrayed.
Yesterday, Jack O'Connor, the president of SIP2, came to meet them. He told them every member of their union is with them in spirit today.
There are tens of thousands of union members around the country who are interested in their situation and who empathise with them, and who are most anxious that they will emerge with a reasonable outcome.
There's now a Facebook page where people can show their support this Christmas Day. It's called Happy Christmas and New Year to Vita Cortex Workers. At the peak of it, there was over 200 people taking part in the protest.
The workers united will never be defeated! The workers united!
With cheerleading, courtesy of the Dublin Council of Trade Unions, they gathered outside the main gates of the Dáil at 1 o'clock. Sean Kelleher, the longest serving of the former Cortex staff, with nearly 48 years under his belt, could scarcely believe it.
We didn't know what to expect here, but it's been enormous, and we couldn't ask for anything more, anything better.
Do you think anyone's going to listen?
I think there will be. Everyone in the country is watching us.
Corkman Joe O'Flynn, SIP2's General Secretary, was here. He called on the owner, Jack Ronan, to to honour the commitment he made to these workers last September.
We believe that Jack Ronan and the fellow directors have the capacity to pay the money due to the workers, and I hope that even at this late stage that they'll come out and do the decent thing and pay the money.
While all sides are welcoming next week's talks with the Labour Relations Commission, Anne Eager, the SIP2 official who represents the Cortex 32, had this message for the politicians, the employers and for the LRC itself.
This fight is going to go on. It is a modest sum of money, but they're not leaving without it.
PJ Coogan with the Vita Cortex workers at Leinster House.
Alan Walsh, Cal O'Leary, Jimmy Power.
Pat Guilfoyle from the Cork Council of Trade Unions reads out the names of the Cortex 32 to loud applause from the huge crowd. Today is day 30 of the sit-in, and Joe O'Flynn, General Secretary of SIP2 and former Lord Mayor of Cork, says the workers' resolve is as strong as ever.
And if it takes another 30 days, 30 weeks or whatever, these workers will not leave without what they're entitled to after all the years.
The workers themselves say they're absolutely thrilled with the continuing support they're getting, not just locally but from around the world, and especially happy with the big turnout here this afternoon.
Brilliant, very good. I was delighted with the crowd that came out.
It's a big lift because there'll be kind of some days there you get a bit down on yourself, but it does give a big lift. Yeah.
When you get support from the public and the public come in, it gives you courage to keep going.
Talks chaired by the Labour Relations Commission get underway on Tuesday in a bid to find a resolution. PJ Coogan at Vita Cortex. After nearly 7 hours of talks, a very short statement, just three lines in fact, issued here this evening by the LRC. The gist of it, the Commission will continue to engage with both sides before formally reconvening discussions on Friday. Beyond that, however, Chairman Kieran Mulvey isn't prepared to tell us much more.
A considerable amount of confidential engagement has been made with all of the interested parties in the dispute. And in that regard, confidentiality in the context of the process of negotiations is vital.
SIP2 official Anne Eager says they'll now go back to the workers in the factory and bring them fully up to speed.
We will explain to them what happened today and what is going to happen over the next 48 hours and that we're reconvening formally on Friday.
And will the sit-in continue?
I think it's been fairly clear from the beginning that these workers are not going to go away until they receive what they're owed.
PJ Coogan at Carrigaline Court Hotel.
I'm looking to speak to Mr. Ronan, please.
After a morning pressing buzzers and getting no reply, just after midday I thought, what's the worst that can happen here? And I knocked on Jack Ronan's office door. To my surprise, his secretary opened up.
Hello.
And then he appeared behind her.
Hey, Jack, hello, how are you?
Good.
Any response from the lads outside?
They want their money, Jack. They want their
redundancy. The money's not owed by me.
What do you mean it's not owed by you?
You're talking about an ex-gratia payment at the moment, okay? The ex-gratia payment was never promised to him by the company.
The 0.9?
Yes. The ex-gratia payment was never requested and was never, never committed to by the company.
Yep. All right, thank you very much, Tom. Okay. Thank you.
What he's basically saying is that the workers were never promised the 0.9 of a week per year of service on top of their statutory payment. Outside the gate, I relayed the conversation back to them and to SIP2's Anne Eager.
That is simply not the truth. All discussions that we've had with the company have been on the basis of 2.9, and at no point in any discussions with the company did they disagree or raise any confusion about 2.9.
And was 2.9 raised at the LRC?
Yes. 2.9 has been the only figure that was ever talked about.
As he left shortly afterwards to come back to Cork, former worker Jim Power said Jack Ronan's comments would only make the Vita Cortex 32 even more determined.
I mean, why would we be calling and what we're doing if we thought we were never promised the 0.9?
So as he head back now to the factory, to Cork, what's the mood going to be like, Jim?
Well, the mood is going to be like we're heading back down, PJ, because there's some of the lads that are here are going back to go on the 4 to 12 shift again out today, and we're staying here, and the mood is high. We think this was a worthwhile exercise this morning.
This evening, we also understand there's been another peaceful protest outside the home of former managing director Sean McHenry. And at Vita Cortex on the Kinsale Road, I'm PJ Coogan, where the sit-in by 32 former workers has entered its 50th day. They've been here since the 16th of December. This is the 3rd of February.
I've spent the night here with them, a bitterly cold night, and while they're all tired and weary after 7 full weeks of this, they insist they'll stay here until their millionaire employer, Jack Ronan, hands over the money they insist they were promised last September. The past hour brought an early morning visitor. Fine Gael TD Jerry Buttermer called in here before setting off for Leinster House. He's now calling on the Labour Relations Commission to urgently get involved in this again.
I would appeal to the LRC this morning to intervene again and to call both sides back together. This is about people. It's about the entitlement of workers. It's about due process. It's also about how you can run your affairs properly. And today is day 50. I've been here with these people for a long time during this battle. And it's become a battle, and it shouldn't have become a battle. And I will have, again today, go back to NAMA and to the Minister for Finance. Is there any more we can do? But I think it's in the hands of the owners of the company now to resolve this.
And just a few minutes ago, Cal O'Leary went about his daily task of changing the sign in the window. It now reads, Day 50. Cal, did you ever think it would last this long?
No way, PJ. I just can't believe that we're going on this long, you know. Another night of broken sleep.
You're emotional as you think about it.
Yeah.
But you'll hang on.
Oh, we'll have to hang on. We're the great bunch of lads here. And I hope that someone will get a resolution sometime. You know, I hope the management of the court accept well last night, because we didn't.
Off you go, Cal. Have yourself a cup of tea, bye. You can tell from the emotion in Cal's voice, this is starting to get to people. It's 7 weeks today, and it still goes on. The Taoiseach is in Cork for a number of engagements later. The workers have invited him to call here. He more than likely won't, but at least when he does meet the media, we'll be asking him, can he do anything for the workers here in this empty shell of a factory? This is PJ Coogan, live at Vita Cortex on Kinsale Road. In a previous life, Eamon Gilmore was a union negotiator, and by all accounts a fairly fearsome one. The Taoiseach met the Vita Cortex workers over breakfast this morning.
I'm now going to go away and see how I can use my offices to try and help get a resolution of the problem. Every dispute, no matter how difficult, can always be resolved.
Reading between the lines, that's pointing to a personal intervention if necessary. SIPTU's Anne Eager says this was certainly a good meeting.
It was a very productive meeting. He told us that he was going to do whatever was necessary that he could do to bring about a solution to this.
The workers themselves also reckon it went well. Here's Cal O'Leary.
Hopefully, like, he can pull it out of the bag for us and leave us all go home to our families. Hopefully, like, it's the start of a good negotiations. Like.
Tonight at the factory, meanwhile, there's a vigil in support of the ongoing campaign with music by John Spillane and friends. PJ Coogan at Maryborough House Hotel. Music for today's Mass came from Fiona O'Reilly, whose uncle Henry is one of those on the sit-in. In his opening remarks, Father Michael Murphy said it's hard to believe the 100th day has come.
We were here Christmas. Will we be here next Christmas? Who knows? And we pray that a solution might be found.
Also here, Bishop John Buckley, a regular visitor since before Christmas. With a new mediation process now due to get underway, he called for a solution to be found quickly.
Because it's time now that this should end. You've endured enough hardship, it has disrupted your families, and I think this situation has to be resolved now to a satisfactory conclusion.
After Mass, on behalf of the workers, Cal O'Leary thanked all those who came to mark this milestone occasion.
Father Michael Murphy there, he said a beautiful Mass again, like, and the people were so kind, the singers and Bishop Buckley for coming as well. And we'd just like to thank you on behalf of the Vita Cortex workers.
PJ Coogan at Vita Cortex on Kinsale Road. Cheers and broad smiles as the workers emerged from last evening's general meeting at the Metropole Hotel. Inside, they'd agreed unanimously to accept a package hammered out over 4 hours of face-to-face talks with their former employer and company owner, Jack Ronan. On the negotiating team, the longest-serving worker, Sean Kelleher.
We were on a donor last week, but then out of the blue, this came, and we just ran with it, and we're delighted that there was a happy conclusion. Thrilled with it. Thrilled with it.
The package is confidential, but we do know it's considerably better than the one previously offered by the company.
and as part of the deal, the sit-in continues until the money is paid. SIP2's Jerry McCormack.
Yes, they will continue for the next 2 weeks until such time as the payments come through. And hopefully people can get home then in 2 weeks' time.
Is that agreed between both parties?
Yes, that's agreed between the parties, so they're aware of it. Neither party is going to take any further action to escalate the dispute at this stage while this process is being finalised.
And although they've officially stopped counting, today is day 140. Confirmation came last evening that the legal paperwork is now sorted and the money has been released to the company. Vita Cortex banks with AIB, which will now begin electronically transferring the funds. SIP2's Jerry McCormack says it's been a slow process, but it is nearly over now.
Both parties agreed that we needed to get it finalised. People wanted to get home. And I think both parties are now happy that it's over and done with.
Sean Kelleher says the workers are eternally grateful to the people who supported them over the past 156 days as they fought for this to happen.
All the people of Cork City and people generally all over the country, worldwide, we had the fierce backing. It was outstanding.
Depending on who they do their banking with, the workers should all have money in their personal accounts by Wednesday.